Document. Button go live. End stream. Clickable. Button end stream. Button schedule stream.
All right, everyone. Hello and welcome back to another live stream. I know that it has been a really, really long time since I did a live stream, and I was going to do one this week earlier, or let me rephrase that, earlier this week, but things have been crazy this week, y'all. I had 3 tests this week, so it's been crazy. But welcome to the live stream. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm very happy that you could join me tonight, for those of you who are tuned in. And I'm going to go, and I know I have been promising you guys that I would play Survive the Wild. And that's what I'm going to do. However, there are some people that are not on the stream who I know would like to be a part of this, because I'm going to tell y'all, I know almost nothing about playing Survive the Wild. And last time, if you remember, I actually died a horrible death, and I don't know exactly what I did to foul up, but hopefully the next time I play it, things will go better. And I will do that when I have the people who said they wanted to be on the stream with me. So anyway,
button red.
What the heck?
Link test widgets. Clickable. 0.0%. 2600. Clickable. Link test widget. Button red. Button schedule. Button end screen. Clickable. Clickable. Live 0. Clickable. 1 viewers.
Oh, it says that one of y'all are tuned in. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so happy that you could join me tonight. By the way, if you have any comments or anything, either wait until the show ends and then leave them in the comments section, or if you have some messages that you want to send me, feel free to write in on the live chat. And, how are you guys doing, by the way? I want to know. Tell me what's been going on in your lives, because I care about every single one of you, and I love all of my viewers. So, not in a creepy sort of way. Anyway, okay, moving on. okay, so announcements, first of all. Let's get the announcements out of the way. First of all, happy Pi Day. Today is Pi Day for those of you who love mathematics, and more importantly, who love pi, which I do. Or if you're one of those people who love both mathematics and pi, then it's a really good day for you then. What's coming up on the stream? I already talked about Survive the Wild. Tonight I'm actually going to play 3D Velocity, because I absolutely love 3D Velocity, and I hope that you guys enjoy it as well. So it's going to be fun. I'm really excited to show this off for you guys, and we're going to see how far we get. What else? I had some other things that I wanted to go over. I just had a Team Talk server set up for anyone who loves audio games or just having fun in general. For those of you who don't know what it is, Team Talk is actually an online chat platform that's really fun. We have a lot of fun on these servers when there's not drama, which there won't be on mine because I'm the only one who controls the admin rights. But anyway, so that's a thing. If you are interested in joining us for fun and games, please let me know in the comments section, and I will give you the information. Also, you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in Shelby Craig, and hopefully you'll be able to find me. You should be able to. I don't know. I hope that, yeah, you know where I'm going with that. Okay, so I think that's everything I wanted to cover before getting into this game. So let me go ahead and get to 3D Velocity, and we'll get started. Let me know if you need me to adjust the volume on anything. By the way, guys, I switched over to a new streaming client. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, oh my gosh, Shelby, the last time you switched over, no one could hear the games. But I hopefully that will not be a problem. I think that once I figure out the layout of this new streaming client, I'm going to love it. If you've seen Liam Irvin on stream, this is the same app that he uses. I think it's going to work out a lot better for me, because you remember in all my other videos I had to keep switching back and forth between the YouTube web page and the games, and it just didn't work out. But here I should be able to see who's watching. Well, not who specifically, but I should be able to see how many of you are watching, get notified about new subscribers, which is awesome, and get any messages that come in from the live chat. So, by the way, if you're new to my channel, please click the like button if you are so inclined, and feel free to subscribe to my channel. Also, make sure that you click the bell if you're sighted, or in the home tab of the channel, for those of you who can't see, you'll see my channel name, and then swipe up with your screen reader, or however you do that, on your computer or your phone, though you can't really swipe on the computer, but you'll be able to, there's a button that says setting is occasional notifications. Double tap that and it switches it to all notifications. So, in other words, you won't miss anything, which I don't know why that's not the default setting on YouTube. But anyway. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get started. And I'm going to... Let me see.
Desktop list, Streamlabs Ops 21 of 25. Document shortcut 3 of 25.
Yeah, by the way, write in and let me know if you need... Oh, I don't know what that was, but anyway. Write in and let me know if you need the volume for anything adjusted. I know that sometimes my microphone can be a bit quiet as the game gets loud. I don't know how I'm going to amp up the settings on my microphone at the moment, because my microphone booster is all the way up to 100, as are the volume levels on my microphone. But anyway, let me know if you can't hear something well enough, and write in on the live chat and let me know, and I'll see what I can do. Anyway, let's get started here.
Save game 14 of 38. Item view list, a hero's call not selected 1 of 24, Terraformers 19 of 24, 3D Velocity Binaries Master 20 of 24, item view list, 3D Velocity Binaries Master, item view list, Docs 2 of 29, Tracks 5 of 29, TTV 21 of 29.
Alright, we're going to watch the little intro for the game too, because it's really cool.
3D Velocity Register by Adventures.
Spike! Inverted. Spike! 18,409.
Upright.
LTS is charged.
Are you the best they could come up with?
BPC Programs presents Trinity Velocity.
Intro is just amazing.
Main menu.
Okay.
Use your arrow keys to navigate the options.
All right.
Press escape to back out of any menu. Pressing home or end will move you to the top or bottom of a menu. Start a new game.
Okay. So we're on the main menu now, and she just told us how to navigate it, which is cool. Let's check out what's here. Now, obviously, when you play this game, you're going to want to use headphones, and I don't think this game comes with graphics. Actually, I know for a fact that it doesn't. So, let's check out what's here. So we have start a new game.
Load a saved game.
Okay.
Load selection.
Yeah.
Test speakers.
Okay, let's test that.
Left speaker.
Speaker.
Awesome.
If the sound you heard panned from right to left instead of from left to right, your speakers or headphones are reversed. Adjust them accordingly. Main menu.
All right.
Use your settings. Sound description. Test speed settings.
All right, settings, yeah.
Sound description.
Okay.
Exit.
All right, let's check out the settings first, and then we'll look at the sound description.
Sound settings.
Map keys.
Okay, that's cool. So if you forget which keys do which, or if you think it would be easier to set it to do a certain action with another key, you can do that.
Change input device.
Okay, so like if you wanted to use a joystick or something, you could.
Change performance options.
Okay, that's for CPU and technical stuff. So if the game's going slow, you can adjust that.
Select screen reader.
Okay, screen reader. I believe by default, Sappy is what's selected. Or maybe, I think it auto-detects which screen reader you're using, if I'm not mistaken.
Map keys.
Okay, that's all the settings. Okay.
Change map.
Main menu.
Okay.
Test settings. Sound description.
Alright, let's go to sound description and check this out.
Press enter on a sound to hear it. Target solution.
Okay.
Target solution. Solid lock tone.
Okay.
All right. Solid lock
we'll
tone.
We'll get into those later.
Within vertical range of target.
Okay.
Within vertical range of target.
Which, that sound doesn't play for some reason on 3D Velocity. I have never heard it make that sound before. It must be a bug that hasn't been fixed yet.
Turn signal.
Turn signal? Okay, so that comes in when we're doing racing stuff, which we'll get into in a second.
With a turn signal. Altitude too low or too high.
Okay. So
altitude
that's your
too
alarm.
Low or too stall warning.
Okay.
Stall warning. Stalling.
Okay. That's stalling. Bad. You will learn to hate that sound with a passion. So this sound
stall warning.
That's,
stall warning.
That lets you know that you might have a problem. This sound
stalling.
Lets
stalling.
You know that you definitely have a problem. So let's see.
Enemy has tagged you.
Okay. Yeah.
Enemy has tagged
you. That's good
you.
To know. That's very good to know.
Semi radar guided missile.
Let's see? Okay. Yeah.
Semi radar projectile.
Oh yeah. Those hurt.
Projectile. Active radar guided
let's
missile.
See. Okay, that is a bad thing.
Active radar guided missile.
That is bad news. That is the bad news bears.
Enemy has partial or full lock on you.
Let's try that. Okay, good to know.
Player canceled lock.
Okay.
Player canceled lock.
So if you wanted to change targets, that would let you know that you are no longer locked onto the target.
Fuel warning.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so
fuel
that's
warning.
Similar to the sound that you heard in BK3 when we were taking off. That's what that sound was.
Rogue warning.
Rogue warning, oh boy.
Rogue warning.
Oh crap, I have no idea. I've never heard that sound in playing this game, but my guess is it's not a good thing.
Target solution.
Okay, so that's all the sounds.
Main menu.
Okay.
Use your arrow.
So,
sound description.
Alright, so that's pretty much the main menu. There is... Alright, let's check out the different modes.
Exit. Start in low to save mode selection.
Mode selection, okay.
Racing mode.
Alright, so that's a thing.
Deathmatch mode.
Yeah.
Training mode.
Uh-huh.
Mission mode.
Okay.
Autoplay mode.
Okay. So, a lot of these are self-explanatory. I haven't played autoplay mode, but based on what I read in the manual, that allows the computer to play against you and, you know, create opponents for you to battle with when you're in the air.
Multiplayer mode.
Oh, multiplayer mode's fun. I can't tell you how many hours I've spent in playing online with other players. It's really, really fun. And I only just started playing this game in September, I think. September or October, one of those.
Racing mode.
Alright, so technically speaking, we should do the tutorial mode first. I'm trying to debate. The tutorial mode is okay. Alright, I'll do it. But I'm going to do one thing different in the tutorial, which I'll explain. I'll explain it when we get there. But first of all, I'm going to check messages real quick.
3D Velocity binary master. Streamlabs Ops 01 column 3. Streamlabs Ops clickable. One viewers. Link clickable.
Thank you. It says I have one viewers.
Link clickable.
Thank you for tuning in.
Link clickable. Link refresh chat. Land. Link refresh chat. Clickable, head and clickable, head and clickable, clickable, head and clickable, clickable button, collapse live chat mode selection. Head and clickable, clickable, head and clickable, clickable button, more options. Clickable, clickable graphic, clickable, clickable, welcome to live chat. Remember to guard your clickable link button, learn more. Clickable, clickable, Simmer Girl Maddie. Clickable, hi, Shelby.
Oh, hello, Simmer.
Clickable, Simmer Girl Maddie.
Simmer Girl Maddie says, hi, Shelby. Hi, Simmer Girl Maddie. Good to see you. Thank you for tuning in.
Clickable, clickable button, comment action. Clickable, 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 save section, multi line, clickable, editable.
Okay, that's all the messages I see so far. Remember to write in if you have comments or if I need to adjust anything. Just let me know. Alright, let's get started here. I'm going to do the tutorial mode, and then we'll talk about mission mode, and I'll explain that.
3D velocity registered by offensors, row 1, column 2.
Alright, let's try this.
Multiplayer racing death training mode.
Alright, here we go.
Main menu. Use your arrow keys to navigate load selection. Start a new game.
Alright, let's do that. Let's watch the little cutscene first, because that just sounds cool. By the way, feel free to share my channel or anything on Twitter and Facebook. If you like what you see and if you want others to know about it.
Sector Welcome, A1. Cadet, to your 3D velocity training.
All right.
I'm assuming you're a fresh pilot, so we're going to start you out from the beginning.
Okay.
Now then, first things first. Remember that you can do everything we talk about using either your keyboard or your joystick.
Okay.
Since you don't have a joystick plugged in, I'll guide you using the keyboard. We'll go over maneuvering motions like throttling, banking, rolling, and doing a split S. I do, however, advise you to get yourself a joystick. It'll give you an advantage over your good-for-nothing foes when you fight them online, and will also make your life a hell of a lot easier when you do the story mode.
Good to know.
When you first start a session, you'll be slowly crawling down the runway. If you want to gain more speed, hold down the throttle up button, which is the up arrow by default. Now, we gotta talk about your actual speed. All your throttle does is supply more fuel to your engine. That's why, when you throttle up, you hear your engine increase power. It'll take time for your aircraft to gain speed, though, so don't depend on the pitch of your engine to gauge how fast you're going. We'll practice this once we're in the air. If you open your throttle to full forward, your afterburners automatically come on. They increase the forward motion of your aircraft and allow you to go a lot faster than Mach 1. What I want you to do now is throttle up until you hear those afterburners come on.
Okay.
Remember, throttle up to full forward.
Okay, I got you. I got it. I'm doing it. We're taking off, guys.
Yep, there they are. Now back off the throttle a bit. Tap down arrow once. So the up arrow is the throttle up button, and the down arrow is the throttle down button. Okay, your afterburners are off. You want to be careful how long you remain on afterburners, because they'll eat up your fuel like a wolf eating sheep. One more thing before we get flying. Every pilot needs to have access to their instrument panel, and you've got the HUD mode for you to do this. HUD stands for Heads Up Display. To access it, press Tab on your keyboard.
Right.
You'll hear Status. Once you're in HUD mode, let's find out what your speed is. To do this, press S.
Okay.
Try it now.
So I'm going to press Tab.
HUD mode by pressing Tab, then S for speed.
Okay.
Status.
All right. So what they don't tell you in this tutorial is that you actually have other shortcut keys that you can use. You can press, like, for instance, you can press F2 to gauge where your target is, and you can use the function keys as quick access to your HUD, or heads-up display, as they call it. So let's check our speed with S.
Airspeed, 173.8 knots.
That's good.
Engine speed, 22,400 RPM.
You want to be around 170 knots before launching. Typically, if you throttle up to midway, you'll be at a good launching speed. Your speedometer gave you engine speed and airspeed. Engine speed is how fast your engine is spinning. This goes up as you throttle up. Your airspeed is the actual speed your aircraft is going,
in a horizontal direction.
Okay.
You've also got vertical thrust, but for now, it's 0 feet a minute because we're not going up yet. Right. Now, we gotta get you in the air. Start by throttling up. Once your throttle is midway, wait for your aircraft to accelerate. Remember, you're looking for a speed around 170 knots. Then, tap the page down key. Once you're in the air, press home to level your aircraft.
I can do that.
Nice job, cadet. Now, press home.
125.
The first thing you want to do is gain some speed to get a better current under your wings. Wait for the aircraft to stop accelerating. You've now gained some good speed. You can check your speed by going into HUD mode, tab, and pressing S.
Or just pressing F3, I believe. Let's try it.
193.2 feet.
Nope, that's altitude.
Since you're below 10,000 feet, the low altitude alarm will sound during an actual flight.
Okay.
Also, if you're above 50,000 feet, which we call the dead air zone, the alarm will sound again. Okay, obviously the next step is to get above 10,000 feet.
Okay.
You can't fire missiles below 10,000 feet, and it's also not good to fly so low. Since you're above 1,000 feet, you can bring in your landing gear.
Alright.
You can't do this until you climbed above 1,000 feet in case you messed something up and gotta land real quick. Press the landing gear button, G by default, to retract your gear. You're still fairly low to the ground, and you can climb higher by pressing page down. Page down changes your angle of attack. In TDV, your angle of attack is directly related to how steeply you climb. If you hold it down instead of just tapping it, your angle of attack will continually increase. Be careful you don't change your angle of attack too much. If you do, you'll start to hear the stall warning alarm.
Yeah, that's a bad sign.
If you don't
sound.
Do anything to correct the potential stall, you'll drop.
Yep.
And you'll hear the stall alarm.
Yeah, that's a really bad sound.
You can still pull out of the stall by correcting your angle of attack. I'm going to turn on your alarms now before we continue. All right, now pitch upwards. Tap page down 5 or 6 times to get a decent upward pitch. You can always go into HUD mode and press N to get your angle of attack. I recommend an angle of 30 degrees.
Yes.
This will keep you well below the critical angle. The critical angle is the angle of attack which will make you stall no matter what your speed is.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry though, you'll get the stall warning before you start falling, so you'll have time to recover.
2,005 feet.
Alright, so I'm going up.
3,972 feet. 6,592 feet.
Okay.
9,252 feet.
Now, level your aircraft by pressing home.
10,688 feet.
You heard to mention the hard deck. In TDV, we consider the hard deck to be below 10,000 feet. The hard deck is imposed to make sure that there's no fighting at a dangerously low altitude.
Yep.
For example, you can't fire any of your weapons while below the hard deck. We also recommend you stay above the hard deck at all times in case you stall or spin. You'll have a better chance of recovery if your altitude's high enough. Next, I want you to hold down the down arrow until you hear the engine stop decreasing in pitch.
Oh boy. Are we gonna die, guys?
Whoa, what happened? We're still flying! Don't worry, you're not crazy. Remember how I said your speed isn't directly related to your throttle? Here's a good example. Here, your throttle's closed, but your aircraft is still slowing down. So, remember, your engine can shut off, but you can still fly for a while. Okay, let's throttle up again. Put your throttle all the way up until the afterburners kick in. We'll wait for your aircraft to accelerate. Speed. Go into HUD mode and press S. Make a note of the airspeed value you're given. This is your maximum airspeed. It'll vary based on your altitude. For example, you won't be able to go this fast when you're really low to the ground.
Status. Airspeed 1,303.5 knots. Engine speed 40,000 RPM.
Press the throttle down button to back off the throttle so you don't waste fuel. Good. Good job so far, Cadet. You're doing fine. Next, I want to show you how to do things like turn your bird around. If you go into HUD mode and press C, you'll hear your course. The course is the degree mark you're facing. Right now, you're facing course 0, which means you're headed due north. If you were facing 90, you'd be heading due east. Mm-hmm. 180 is due south, and 270 is due west. Okay. First, what I want you to do is hold down the right arrow for 10 seconds or so.
10. 20. 30.
You heard some numbers, right? These numbers are the new degrees your aircraft is facing. Since you're turning to the right, and you were facing 0 degrees, they're going in order from 1, 2, 3, etc. Had you turned left instead, you would have heard 359, 358, 357, etc. Make a note of how much time it takes your aircraft to turn. The turn rate you're experiencing is the slowest turn rate because all you're doing is applying rudder. If you were to turn all the way around and then back to 0 degrees, it'd take you a total of 2 minutes to complete one full turn. The way I see it, that's really slow.
Heck yeah, it is.
Next, we'll talk about turning faster. One way to turn faster is to bank your aircraft. To bank, pull down the left shift and either the right or left arrow. Now, bank right to 30 degrees. You can check your bank angle by going into HUD mode and pressing B, as in Bravo.
Step 0.
That's incorrect, Cadet.
What?
Remember, go into HUD mode and press E as in Echo.
Oh.
Great. Now go into HUD mode and press E as in Echo.
Status 0 degrees per second.
E will give you your aircraft's turn rate. That's how many degrees you can turn in 1 second. Okay, now press left control to apply the speed brake. The lower speed decreases your turn radius, which increases your turn rate. Now, go into HUD mode and press E again.
Orion, we're too loose!
Status, 3 degrees per second.
Notice how your turn rate went up? As your aircraft accelerates and recovers from its loss of speed, you'll see your turn rate start to drop. You can level your craft now. Press home to do so. This is the default level button. Take a moment to notice what your aircraft is doing when you hit the brake. It's accelerating. Why is that? Because the brake doesn't screw around with your throttle.
Yep.
So, as soon as you let go of the brake, you'll start accelerating again. Cool, huh?
Yeah.
Next, we're going to take a look at the barrel roll.
All right.
This maneuver lets you turn more sharply. The idea here is to pitch up and then bank. If you do this, it'll literally make your aircraft fall through a turn.
Ooh.
You use gravity to your advantage like this, and it'll turn you a hell of a lot quicker than if you just use your rudder.
Heck yeah.
I want you to do a right barrel roll. Press left alt and right arrow. This is the default right barrel roll command.
Level out.
40.
Good job. Come out of the barrel roll once you're done having fun, and we'll go on.
48.
While you were in the barrel roll, you heard your course change very fast. Also, your altitude went up and down. Now this is important, so pay attention. The barrel roll isn't a level maneuver. This means that if you do a barrel roll, you're not going to be at the same altitude you were at when you started the maneuver.
Yep.
So I don't recommend starting a roll too close to the ground, or somebody's going to bust your butt for wasting taxpayer dollars. Got it? There's one more maneuver you got to know about called Split S. Here's a math question for you, kid. If it takes 2 minutes to complete a full circular turn, how long does it take to turn halfway so you're flying in the opposite direction?
1 minute.
That's right. 1 minute. You can turn around faster than this by doing the Split S.
Okay.
It involves two things. First, you gotta roll your aircraft sideways and flip it over. Then you gotta loop it so when you come back up, you're pointed in the opposite direction. For this one, since you're using a keyboard, you've got it easy.
All right.
Just press the Split S command. That's left alt down arrow by default.
Yeah.
Invert 11,000 upright.
Great job! Now, check your heading. Go into HUD mode and press C for course. Notice that you're facing in the opposite direction. The Split S lets you quickly engage an enemy who's tailing you, so I suspect you'll be using that one a lot.
Heck yeah.
Make sure you know how to do it properly.
Stat 228.
Right.
Next, I want to talk about combat.
Yeah.
Switch among your available weapons by using the numbers row. When you press the fire button, the active weapon will fire. Press spacebar to fire your active weapon. Alright, now we got a simulated bogey coming at you.
Oh, yeah.
If you want the radar to let you know where it is, you gotta lock onto it first. Press L to lock onto an object. When you press the lock button, you'll be given a menu of objects that can be tracked.
All right.
Selecting an object starts tracking it. Anytime after that, you can go into HUD mode and press T to find out where the object is.
And
press
actually,
L
guys,
and press
just,
Enter on Fighter 1.
You can just press F2.
Someone's just locked onto us. Stay alert.
All right, here we go.
Fighter 1, 1 o'clock, 3.
Excellent. Next, we want to match his altitude. You can do this manually, but there's a command that'll instruct the autopilot to align your aircraft with the target's altitude.
Yep.
Press E.
E.
Now, we wait for your aircraft to reach their altitude. The reason we do this is so that you can hear them. Also, you have to be pretty near them vertically for some weapons to hit successfully, like your guns, because these are not smart projectiles.
10,876 feet.
Right. Wait.
14,814 feet.
Also, guys, while we're climbing, I should mention that the barrel won't take your altitude up.
Okay. That beep you're hearing is the target solution. You only get that if you're tracking an object. In this case, it's off to your right. Start turning to the right.
230.
That sound is the solid lock tone. For dumb projectiles like your guns and missiles, it means your nose is aligned with the target and you can fire. Let them have it!
Yeah!
Missiles.
Let's use the missiles. Yeah! This is fun.
Nice one.
I'm gonna just blow him up with the guns.
Well, look at that. You just had your first kill. Wait, we're not done. I want you to practice targeting a bit more.
Yeah.
There's another bogey coming at you. Lock onto him first.
This is fun.
Fighter 2, 6 o'clock, 2.
Okay, did you notice his position?
Yep.
He's at 6 o'clock, so he's behind you. That's why you're not getting a target solution. You need to do a split S. See why they come in handy now?
Heck yeah.
First, get some distance between you guys. I'd say you need to be about 5 miles out.
All right.
Gain that distance, and then we'll go on.
All right, so I'm going to press F2 to tell where the target is.
Airspeed, 6.
Oh, no, that's the airspeed.
Fighter 2, at 6 o'clock, 3.
I used F1 to tell where the target was, and F2 to tell where what the airspeed was. And F3 is for altitude.
Fighter 2, at 6 o'clock, 5.2.
Okay,
miles
so...
closure.
All right.
Inverted, 19. Upright. Fighter 2, at 12 o'clock, 4.9.
There we go. Yeah!
Nice shot!
Yeah! What happened to the tutorial? What the heck?
Sect inverted, 80, upright.
Hello?
Inverted, 70, upright.
Alright. So, apparently...
Sector A3.
Alright. Well, the tutorial kind of broke. That's fine. We know how to target now, and I can explain the rest as we go on.
Do you really want to quit? Yes.
All right.
Main menu.
So
use start and use game.
That's the okay. So while we're on the main menu, let me just say that what he didn't mention earlier was that for the barrel roll, it actually takes you to higher altitude, and the split S will take you to a lower altitude. Now, I'm going to start, first of all, I'm going to check messages. Then I'm going to start mission mode, and I'll explain how to land this thing. I'll explain how to do it. I just want to check one quick thing in mission mode before we start.
Load a saved game. Load select. Test speaker. Load select.
Racing mode. Death training. Mission mode.
Main menu.
Okay.
Test speaker. Load selection.
I'm going to check something real
Load a save.
Quick.
Start a new.
Alright, I promise you guys will not miss anything. What the heck? Okay. What? No! No, 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 no.
Sector A. What?
Do you? Yes.
Okay.
Main menu. Use your arrow keys to navigate the exit. Start a new.
What?
Orion.
Dang it. Okay.
Sector A.
Do you? Yes.
Okay. So it's not going to let us do
Main
it.
Main menu. Use your arrow keys to navigate the start a new
All right.
game.
But that's okay. So let's, instead of doing mission mode right away, because I want you guys to see what else the game has to offer. Well, first of all, let me check messages.
Streamlabs ops row 1 column streamlabs ops window row 1 out of section clickable section multi-line out of set clickable 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 heading clickable 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 heading clickable clickable heading clickable clickable heading clickable heading clickable clickable graphics click heading 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 clickable link refresh link clickable link refresh chat clickable heading clickable heading clickable heading clickable clickable heading click heading click clickable clickable graphics clickable welcome to live chat remember clickable link clickable 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 button comment clickable 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 say something section multi out of set clickable 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 zimmer clickable clickable link clickable welcome to clickable graphic clickable clickable heading 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 link 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 to view clickable to viewers.
Oh, it says two of you are watching right now. Thank you so much for tuning in. To those of you who are tuning in, we're playing 3D Velocity. By the way, I hope you guys can hear everything that's going on okay, and I hope that you can hear the sound of my voice in the game. So, instead of doing mission mode, because it won't let me train for mission mode, I'm going to do a couple of rounds of deathmatch mode and racing mode, and I'll probably start out with racing mode first. So, let's...
3D Velocity Register by 3D Velocity Register by...
Okay, so let's go to racing mode, and I'm going to show you guys how to land this thing. So I'll do three rounds of racing mode and three rounds of deathmatch mode, and you guys can watch me take out some fighters.
Load a saved game.
So
start a new game. Load selection.
Racing mode. Deathmatch.
Racing mode.
Main menu. You test load selection.
Alright.
Load a start a
Let's
new game.
Let's go take out some fighters. This one's pretty easy, racing mode, because all you really have to do is keep your afterburners on for the entire thing. And the races are usually pretty short, so it doesn't really matter if you have your afterburner on for the entire race. Though I typically only keep it on after I get up past the hard deck, which if you remember is 10,000 feet. So let's just watch this little intro, because it's cool. And then we'll get to it. That is the coolest sound of a canopy or a cockpit closing that I've ever heard. So awesome.
Apollo to Blaze. The runway is clear. Now begin your
ascent. Alright.
Roger, Apollo.
Let's go!
Blaze out.
Sector A.
Let's
one.
Go!
6 feet.
Alright.
1,253 feet.
Alright, so I'm gonna get past the hard deck.
3,488 feet. 6,370 feet. 49.
Come on. Get up. Oh, crap.
46, 22, 0.
Okay.
Airspeed, 600, 9,003.
Okay, we're good. Getting up past the hard deck.
352, 36, 60, 73.
Level out.
Alright, let's pull on the speed. We're on the speed. Here we go.
85, turn left. 64, 41.
I'm using the barrel roll, by the way, instead of just banking. Because if you bank too hard, you could get caught 34, in an, 14, 1, 3, in an 52. Vertical loop. In a loop where it just keeps flipping over and over and over. And
352, 32, 52, 72, 92.
And if you get too high, you can always go lower. So that's good.
92, 74, 52.
Here we go. What place am I in? By the way, you can tell which place you're in by pressing 3, 14, tab 20, 7, and then 47, P.
47, 67.
Orion.
Yeah.
First, racer 1 got served.
Ha!
Racer 2 got his ass kicked. Racer 3 got his ass kicked. Racer 4 got his ass kicked.
I win.
Main menu.
I win.
Use your arrow keys to navigate.
I beat it,
the
guys.
Options.
All right, let's
press
do a couple more.
Back out of load to start a new game.
Yes. Let's do it. Let's go beat some fighters.
Sector A1.
Uh-oh, someone's just locked onto us. Stay alert.
Just ignore them if they lock onto you, unless they fire bullets at you. In which case, you should probably do a barrel roll to avoid them.
3,276 feet. 5,189 feet.
Alright.
7,823 feet.
Listen for those turns.
11,051 feet.
Level out.
12,404.
What do you think this is? Deathmatch mode?
14,338 feet.
Alright, I'm pouring on the speed. Pouring on the speed.
34.
Yeah, catch me if you can, losers.
686 feet.
There's a leveling. Level
17, 33, 53, 53, 31, 23,301 feet.
Not today.
355. 349.
Not today. One of the fighters got destroyed.
27,928 feet.
Level out. Spike!
29,149 feet.
Level out.
300.
Orion.
Ha!
First, Racer 1 got his ass kicked. Racer 2 apparently couldn't find his afterburner control.
Yes!
Racer 3 got served. Racer 4 got served.
Yes.
Main menu.
I'm gonna navigate the options. Okay.
Load a
Let's
save
do
game.
One more round of this, and then I'll show you deathmatch mode.
Start a new game.
Sector A1.
Uh-oh, someone's just locked onto us. Feet. Stay alert.
All right.
1,000.
So I'm gonna get past the hard deck and then floor it.
2,970 feet.
Or I guess I should say air it since we're not
5,431 feet.
You know what I meant. I don't know what 8,341 I'm saying. How am I supposed to keep track of what I'm
feet.
Saying and what I'm doing?
Leveling.
11,250
feet. Speed it up.
11,989 feet. 49.
Not today. Took out the other aircraft.
13,935 feet.
Level out.
58, 76, 98.
That's a thing. Unless there's like bullets directly in your path, you really can just ignore them.
Sector B.
Because it's typically the other fighters who will go after
17,767 feet.
Each other. Trying to take each other out.
18,729 feet. 109, 138, 176. You are in first place.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
183, 145, 105, 74, 51.
Yeah.
30,750.4 feet.
Alright, I need to go down.
30,735 feet.
Because I don't want to go to the dead air zone.
28,855 feet. 26,956 feet. 98.
There we go. See why I like the barrel roll more than the bank?
Sector B1.
Yeah!
Spike!
30,141 feet.
Level out.
107,136,176. 32,905 feet.
I need to go a bit lower.
29,804 feet. 26,405 feet. 182, 146, 106, 75, 35,434 feet.
Yeah, take each other out. That'll make my job a lot easier. Stupid fighters. These fighters aren't very smart. It's really easy to beat
Sector
them.
B1.
It gets really interesting when you have multiple players. By the way, if you guys want to play online, Chris Wright, who's also another audio gamer, he has a server up. And it's
105, 106, 1
Racer 1 got served.
Yeah.
Racer 2 apparently couldn't find his afterwards. Racer 3 got served. Racer 4 got his ass kicked.
I should have mentioned
main
that this
menu.
Game has really
use
strong
your
arrow language.
Keys to navigate the options. Press load a saved game.
Alright. So that's racing mode. I'm going to do 3 rounds of deathmatch mode, but first let me check messages.
Stream laps option 1, stream laps option clickable. Live 0, clickable, clickable. Button end, button schedule stream. Button end stream, clickable, clickable, live clickable. 2 viewers. Link clickable, link clickable, link clickable, link refresh chat. Clickable heading, click heading, clickable heading, heading, click heading, click clickable, 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 link but clickable. Clickable zimmer, clickable IGD. Clickable button, comment actions, clickable, 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 say something. Section multi-line, clickable, editable.
Okay, so there's no other messages.
Out of section, click.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really appreciate that. If you, feel free to share this on your social media or however you share YouTube videos. And, that's really the only way that my channel can grow. Thank you guys so much for subscribing to my channel. I really appreciate it. I have almost 85 subs now, which I did not think I was going to get that many subscribers when I started on YouTube. So thank you so much for all the love and all the support. I really, really, really appreciate it. Okay, so all sappiness aside, let's get back to TDV, and I'm going to show you how to engage in combat. Now, before I do anything, I want to talk about the cruise missiles. The cruise missiles, they are terrible, 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 terrible things. But I actually found a tactic to avoid them. And I thought that everybody knew this tactic, but apparently not. If you do a bunch of barrel rolls and just gun it with your afterburners, you can actually avoid cruise missiles. I think at one time I avoided 4 of them at once that were coming from different directions, and I actually was able to avoid all of them just by doing that. So that is a tactic that you can use to outmaneuver cruise missiles, and eventually they will lose interest and stop tagging you. So that's cool. That's, you know, something to bear in mind if you're playing this game. Anyway, yeah, so let's go ahead and get back to
3D
TDD. Load selection. Load a saved game. Right. Load test speed. Load selection.
Racing mode. Deathmatch mode.
Main menu.
Alright.
Test load selection. Load a saved game.
Alright, also, I'm kind of hoping that I'll get to a point where I can show you guys how to land, because I have developed a strategy that works almost every single time. So, let's...
start a new game.
Yeah, let's start a new game. This music is epic as heck. I love this soundtrack.
Sector A1.
Uh-oh, someone's just locked onto us. Stay alert.
6 feet.
We're not going to worry about that just yet. I will in a minute.
1,366
feet.
Maybe
the fighters, because the fighters tend to kill each other off when you're still trying to get above the
feet.
Hard deck. So that definitely makes life a lot easier. Yep, see there? See there?
10,000.
Yep, there you go.
Fighter 3, 8, fighter 3,
all right,
8
so
o'clock.
There's two of them.
1 point, fighter 4, 8 o'clock.
All right,
1
so
point,
both
fighter 3, 8 o'clock. 1 point, 11,216 feet. 40,054 feet, 357, 313. Fighter 3 at 10 o'clock. 281, 239, 195, 205, 214.
Yeah! That's how we do it! This is
main
how
menu.
We do!
Use your arrow keys
okay.
to nav load to start a new game.
Alright, here we go.
Sector A1. 5 feet. 1,430 feet.
Alright, so I'm gonna go above our deck, let some fighters kill each other.
3,996
feet. There you go. That makes my job a lot easier.
7,269 feet. 11,128 feet.
Level out.
Fighter 2, 6
All
o'clock.
Right. Let's take care of this guy.
Inverted. 12. Upright. 170. 100.
Nice shot.
Fighter 2 at 2 o'clock. 0. 150. 185.
Guns
Fighter
active.
2 at 1 o'clock. 194. Fighter 2 at 12 o'clock. 0. 13,200. Fighter 4, 4 o'clock. 1.
Locked on!
Inverted. 11. Upright. 29. 7. Fighter 4 at 2 o'clock. 7. 19. 30. 44. Fighter 4 at 1 o'clock. 63. 88. Fighter 4 at 10 o'clock. 93, 71. Fighter 4 at 8 o'clock. 0, 68, 46, 22. Fighter 4 at 9 o'clock. 1, 16, 359, 350, 276, 230, 196.
Yes!
Main
yeah,
menu.
People tell me
use
that
your arrow keys
I,
to navigate the
you know,
options.
I've been playing
game.
This game for a while, and I love it. I just, oh my gosh, I love it so much. All right. Also, if you continuously change altitude,
Sector
it makes
A,
it harder
one,
for them to lock
five,
onto you.
9, 134
feet. 2,814 feet.
Alright. Let's see.
5,382 feet. 8,508 feet.
Leveling.
11,500. Fighter 2, 7 o'clock.
Locked on!
Inverted. 11. Upright. 107. 187. 228. Fighter 1, 9 o'clock, 2, 226, 180, 100, fight.
DDB got application error.
Oh, what?
Log has been generated. Okay button. Document link.
Well, dang. That was anticlimactic. Okay, so I guess the game crashed. That's cool. That's a thing. But that's okay, because we can restart it. And I'll keep doing deathmatch mode until we get an opportunity to practice landing, which I can almost bet that that's going to be a thing in the next thing.
Link clickable. Link clickable.
Let's check messages real fast.
Link clickable. One viewer clickable. Live zero.
Oh, there's one viewer. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Clickable. Clickable. Button next. Button schedule stream. Button red. Button. Click. Live zero. Click one viewer. Link. 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 Refresh. Clickable. Heading. Clickable. Heading. Link. Refresh. Chat. Link. Clickable. Link. Refresh. Chat. Clickable, heading, 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 clickable, heading, clickable, 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 graphic, clickable, welcome to live chat room, clickable, link, clickable, clickable, Zimmer Dramati, clickable, IGD, clickable, but clickable, 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 say some, section, multi-line, clickable,
all
clickable.
Alright. Ow.
3D velocity, binary, all right. 3D, shot, TTV 21 of 29.
Alright, let's start this up again.
3D velocity, register, biometrics.
That's a thing, main guys, menu. There's a lot of errors racing that mode. Come about, oh crap, well,
main
okay.
Menu. Exit. Start all a right. New game.
So there's a lot of things that, there's a lot of errors that come up in the game sometimes. But it's fine. Other than that, it's a really good game. Let's see.
Racing mode. Deathmatch mode. Training mode. Death racing. Deathmatch mode.
Okay, yeah.
Sector A1.
Uh-oh. Someone's just six walked onto us. Stay alert.
1,190 right. Feet.
Let's go up.
3,299 feet.
6, come on, you oversized tin cans.
9,346 feet.
12,000.
Fighter 2, 7 o'clock, 0.9 miles. 11, upright. 4, 3 o'clock, 182, 110, Fighter 4 at 2 o'clock,
1, 255, 238. Ha! Yeah! Well, we didn't get a landing opportunity, but that's alright. No,
main
that
menu.
Wasn't a reference to
use
the driver.
Use your arrow keys to navigate the options. Presses low to save. Start a new
all
game.
Alright, well. Let's try again. Maybe we'll get it next time. That's the thing. If you want to have a chance to land the plane, it takes forever to get one. But of course, when you don't really want to go through the process, it gives you a landing, you know, right from the get-go. But anyway, it's alright. Never mind. Okay.
Sector A1.
5. Someone's just locked onto us. Stay alert.
1,190 feet.
Alright, come on. Come on, 3,473
feet. 6,477 feet.
Leveling.
Oops, I didn't mean to do that.
9,932.
That's fine. Work out for the best.
Fighter 1, 7 o'clock.
Locked on!
Inverted. 9, upgrade.
Ryan, you dumbass.
Auto elevating.
Nose divers do not have passing.
Fighter 4, 10 o'clock.
Fighter 4, obviously didn't press the eject button.
Oh wow, I took out all of them at once? Jeez. Okay. So, that's cool.
Main
by the
menu.
Way, if you
use
guys wouldn't mind telling viewers that this game has really strong language, please do, because I forgot to mention that at the beginning of the video when I was going off on my various rants. So, rantings and ravings. So, if you would spread the word that, you know, I want as many people to watch as possible, but at the same time, I don't want younger viewers to stumble across this and find out that it contains explicit language, if you will. If you would just let them know, that would be awesome. Thank you so much. Alright, anyway, let's,
Lotus, start a new game.
Let's try again. And again, and again, and again, and again, and again. We're having to take
sector
several, rain checks on this landing, which is kind of annoying, honestly. But, what can you do?
1,381 feet. 3,905 feet.
I don't know though. Maybe
7,220
autoplay feet. Mode. We'll see.
11,000.
We'll see how it goes.
Fighter 1. 12,900 feet. Fighter 1 at 6 o'clock.
Level out. Stop. There's a missile coming for us.
12. Fighter 3, 12 o'clock. 12,100.
What the heck? Oh, I died. Oh well. That's alright. You win some, you lose some. Am I right? Am I right? You're supposed to say right.
Main
Let me
menu.
Know if you think I'm right.
Use your arrow key. Exit. Start a new game.
Alright. Alright, let's try again. We're having to take several rain checks on this landing thing, but I admit that last one was my fault.
5 feet. 1,078 feet.
There we go. Yeah, take him out. Make my life easier.
3,159 feet. 5,902 feet.
Fighter 2 has been destroyed.
1,226 feet.
Level out.
Fighter 4, 6 o'clock.
Locked on.
Let's take this guy out.
10, upright. Auto elevating. 175.
Nice one.
150.
Oh, finally, we got a landing opportunity.
Show me how
okay.
You can land this thing.
All right.
I'll meet you on the ground.
Locked on to landing beacon.
Smeared all across the land.
Landing beacon at 3 o'clock. All right. 1.3 so, miles closure.
I'm
going
to turn
12,001.
To the left.
142, 180, 70, 54. Landing beacon at 8 o'clock. 2 miles closure. 32. Landing beacon at 8 o'clock. 12,357. Landing beacon at 10 o'clock. 2,350, 354, 39.
All right.
Landing beacon at 6 o'clock. 3.
All right, so I'm going to descend to hard. So I'm going to pause it.
26,000.
Okay.
26.
Oh, dang it. I forgot you have to hit P for that. Okay, so I'm going to explain what I'm doing as I do it. Now, before we land, I just want to point out that you need to be about 10 miles away, and you need to be at 10,000 feet, basically the beginning of the hard deck. That's what you want. This is where the tutorial kind of messes up, and I'll explain about that as we go. All right, so here we go. Let's get some distance. I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to descend to the top of the hard deck, which is 10,000 feet. So let me do that.
18,784 feet.
Let's take it for descent nice and slow.
17,480 feet.
16,109 feet.
14,739 feet.
We're doing good.
13,368 feet.
Alright. Almost to the
11,998 feet. Sector B 1. 10,868 feet.
Oh, we need to go
sector
a bit lower.
Sector B 2. 10,517 feet. 9,927 feet.
You notice this is where the hard deck is. How far away are we?
Status. Landing beacon at 6 o'clock, 17.9
miles closure. All right, we're good. So I'm going to turn around and do a split S.
Inverted, 9, upright, status.
All right, so now we're facing the landing beacon. Now, when you slow down, the tutorial tells you to slow down until your stall alarm comes on. And, I mean, I admit that that's an okay way of doing it, but the manual says that you want to be going between 320 and 340 knots as your engine speed. Now, I tend to go to like 338 or something. That's a good speed to be at. And then we're going to gradually descend as I do this. So we're going to slow down, and at the same time, we're going to gradually descend until we get to 1,000, more like 1,000 feet. So as we descend, we're going to take it nice and slow, and we're going to have plenty of time to slow down. So that's why it took us about 10 miles out from the landing beacon. So I'm going to go until about 1,000 feet, and then I'm going to level off. So we're going to take the descent nice and slow. Right? Here we go. Oh. All right, here we go. We're going to slow down.
Airspeed, 580 knots.
That's fine.
Airspeed, 472. Sector B, airspeed, 371. Airspeed, 306. Point.
Alright, we need to speed up a little bit.
Airspeed, 338.9. Airspeed, 338.9.
That's good. So now we can start taking it down. And we want our thing to be at 8,671
feet. Negative 12.
That's good.
8,316 feet.
Good. Steady as she goes.
7,721 feet.
So when we get to 1,000 feet, we're going to level out.
7,126 feet. 6,500 landing beacon at 12 o'clock. 11.5
miles closer.
You can
only land when you're about
5 miles out
in any direction from
Orion,
feet. Oh, okay. Alright, we're good. We're good.
5,809 feet.
We're good.
5,002. Stair speed. 369. 4,925 feet. Stair speed, 350.4461 feet. Stair speed, 344,401 feet. 3,000. Stair speed, 331. 3,001. Stair speed, 344.2000. Stair speed, 344. Stair speed, 339. 2,007. Stair speed, 337. 2,406. Stair speed, 350. 2,100. Stair speed, 337. 1,872 feet. 1,269 feet. Landing beacon at 12 o'clock, 6.7.
Alright, we're almost to where we can land, so this is fine. We're good.
Stair speed, 345.4 knots. Engines. Landing beacon at 12 o'clock, 5. Landing beacon at 12 o'clock, 5.4
knots. Alright, so now I'm gonna gradually descend.
1,221 feet.
860
feet.
We're good. We're good. We're coming in.
454 feet.
We're good.
48.
Yeah. That's how you land. Now, like
main
I said,
menu. Use your arrow key. Start a new game.
Now, like I said, the tutorial kind of tells you to do it a little bit differently, but the truth is, once your stall alarm comes on, you want to speed up ever so slightly so that you're in that sweet spot between 320 and 340. You want to be, I like to be close to about 338 or so. That's the best speed to be at when landing this thing. Yeah. And also, if you go out about 10 miles from the landing beacon, you'll be able to have plenty of time to line up. And you'll have plenty of time to line up and make sure that you're facing the landing beacon. And the thing is, guys, as long as you're 5 miles out from the runway in any direction, you'll be fine. But that's just me. I like to make sure that I'm dead center and on target. So I'm debating about whether or not I want to play multiplayer, or not multiplayer, but Well, I mean, I guess we can. Let's see who's online.
Load to start a new game. Load a saved game.
Let's see.
Start load a saved load selection.
Racing mode. Deathmatch. Training mode. Mission mode. Auto multiplayer mode.
Let's see who's if anyone's online for multiplayer. If you guys want to come online again, the server is christopherw.me. And that's an open server to anyone who wants to come on.
Main menu.
So
use
let's
your
check
L
this
to
out.
Navigate. Test the speed load selection. Load to start a new game.
Enter IP address or domain to connect to. Edit selected christopherw.me.
Okay, so I have that. That's good. I have that in.
Enter your call sign.
This is where you can enter your call warrior. Sign. And I'm the blind warrior online.
3D watching the register by offenders. Welcome message. Sorry for the downtime. I was switching to a
different VPS. All right, it's showing the message of the day. So that's fine.
3D watching the register by offenders.
You're now in the hangar.
Let's see if anyone's
connect
here.
Connect to the free-for-all game.
And you can see a list of players by hitting W.
Press enter on the user list, Blind Warrior, Blind
Warrior. Nope, I'm the only one online. Oh, well, that's okay.
Create connect to the free-for-all game.
Alright. That's alright. Maybe
hangar.
I'll get some other people on
main
stream
menu.
And all of us
use
can
your
do
arrow keys to navigate the off-start a new game.
At some point. Let me check messages again.
3D velocity binary master 01 Streamlabs Ops 01 column 3 Streamlabs Ops window out of section clickable say something clickable simp clickable link clickable welcome to live chat remember clickable link but clickable heading clickable button more heading clickable heading heading link request chat new notification from OneDrive this PC is a battery saver
oh
OneDrive
crap I need to plug in my battery because it's a dying okay alright
link clickable link request chat, clickable, heading, clickable, link request chat. Clickable, heading, clickable, clickable, graphic, clickable, welcome to live chat, clickable, link, clickable, simmer, dramati, clickable, like, clickable, button, comment, actions, clickable, say something.
Okay. Alright, so there's no new messages. So, yeah. Okay, I've never played, auto player mode, and I'm feeling kind of adventurous, so, you know, let's do it.
3D blossom.
Exit. Start a new loaded mode selection.
Racing. Death. Training. Mission. Auto play mode. Racing mode.
All right.
Multiplayer mode.
Main menu. Load a saved
Oops.
Mode selection.
Dang it, I didn't mean to do
racing.
That.
Death. Training. Mission. Auto play. Racing mode. Death. Racing mode. Multiplayer mode. Death. Racing. Multiplayer mode.
Wait, can we choose multiplayer mode from the autoplay? Let's try it. Let's see what happens.
Main menu. Load mode selection. Load start and...
Enter IP address or domain.
Okay, never mind.
3D velocity register.
Oops.
Main menu.
Okay.
Load a saved game. Load selection.
All right, well...
Racing mode. Death. Training mode. Mission. Autoplay mode. Racing mode. Death. Multi... Racing mode.
All right, let's try deathmatch mode and autoplayer mode.
Deathmatch mode.
Main menu. You load a load selection. Load start a new game.
Sector A1.
Oh, so I'm not. Huh, what the heck? Yeah, so I've never played that mode in my defense, so that's alright.
Main menu, load a saved game.
Okay, on second thought, you know what? I'll do some research on multiplayer mode, and then, auto player mode, and then I will, I'll get back to you. By the way, in multiplayer mode, you can actually, there is a feature for spectator mode where you can watch other players play, but that feature is very, very broken at the moment, and, which is sad because I would love to see, you know, other players' strategies and how they do things, but, anyway, this is, overall, this is a really, really fun game. I'm really excited about it. So, I think that's all that I'm going to do for tonight. Let me exit this.
Start a new game.
Okay.
Streamlabs section multi-line clickable 3D velocity binaries master of 3D velocity document plan. Streamlabs document plan. Streamlabs document plan.
Yeah, people tell me that I can be really brutal in this game. And apparently my laugh sounds almost demonic at times. which you might have heard me laughing when I took out those other fighters, but as I always say, each of us has light and darkness inside of us, and it's just a matter of which path we decide to take. I tend to get kind of competitive when I'm playing TDV. But that's just me. So I think that's all the live streaming that I'm going to do for tonight. Unfortunately, there will not be a live stream this weekend because, I have something coming up over the weekend. But make sure that... thank you so much for tuning in and for watching. Share my channel on social media if you think that, you know, others would be into it. Also, please tap the share, like, and subscribe buttons. I just said share, but, you know, like and subscribe if you're so inclined. Also, make sure that you have all of your notifications on so that you don't miss the next time I do a live stream. So, thank you so much for watching, and I hope that y'all have a wonderful, wonderful evening and an even better weekend.
Clickable button unavailable.
Bye bye.
Dismiss button unavailable. Dashboard button. Chat with button. App Store new button. Themes button. Editor button. Live button. Untitled button. Red button. Schedule stream button.